All right, welcome back. It's May 28th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now. Look, hot take, ex-club legends always read their old side's actual vibe way better than any stats nerd crunching numbers in their bedroom, full stop. Kanu's out here saying he knew Arsenal had the Premier League wrapped basically right after the season kicked off, and honestly, I buy it. That squad was clicking before most of us had even finished our first matchday pint of the season, you know?
Wait, hold on. The data suggests otherwise. If we look at the underlying numbers after match week 3, Arsenal's XG against was way higher than City's. Come on, you're telling me you'd have staked actual cash on them that early?
Oh, shut up with your spreadsheets, mate. You're the same bloke who last week said he had a source at Carrington saying United were going to sign a 16-year-old left-back from Iceland who can take free kicks with both feet. Your sources are less reliable than that vegan pie stand we hit outside the London Stadium last season that swore all their food was gluten-free and gave both of us food poisoning for 3 days, for crying out loud.
Piss off! That source is 100% legitimate. Anyway, back to Kanu. He's also backing them to beat PSG in the UCL final, right? Reports out of China earlier today had the full interview. He's calling it a legacy win for Arteta.
Legacy win my arse. PSG are still stacked, even without Mbappe. Come on, it's one of those weirdly tense football mornings where everybody is refreshing their phone, right? They've got enough pace on the break to tear Arsenal's high line to shreds if Arteta sets up wrong. It's not like the place where you can outrun most teams for 90 minutes.
Objectively speaking, Arsenal are unbeaten in Europe all season. Their defensive record is insane. It's your nan's old Tupperware lids that you can't pry open even if you run them under hot water for 5 minutes. Levels of unbreakable, mate. Kanu's right. The hunger's there. They already got the 22-year title monkey off their back.
Nah, not for me. I've seen this movie before. Team wins their first league title in 2 decades, gets overconfident, chokes the European final. I'm putting 50 quid on PSG. Easy money.
Your mento. Let's make it interesting. If Arsenal win, you have to wear that awful 2004 Arsenal replica shirt you bought drunk in Magaluf to the next pub meet. If PSG win, I'll admit my Carrington source is actually my 17-year-old cousin who plays Football Manager 14 hours a day. Deal.
That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.